Welcome back to Women Making Moves, where we celebrate the moves that women are making. My name is Amy Pons, founder of Unlock the Magic, Coaching, Healing, and Magic School. I'm joined today with Nicole Beach. Nicole is a seasoned senior corporate leader with more than 20 years of experience leading large-scale property management operations, elevating customer experience, and building high-performing teams. She has led major operational transformations, strengthened portfolio performance, and guided organizations through periods of growth and change. Nicole brings a balanced approach that blends strategic vision with hands-on execution, consistently driving improvements in efficiency, service, and overall business performance. After experiencing a company wind down and closure, Nicole decided to bet on herself and channel her operator's mindset into entrepreneurship. She founded Loopstrand, a Black woman-owned permanent jewelry brand in the Chicago area that specializes in elevated on-site pop-up experiences, offering custom welded bracelets, anklets, and necklaces that become meaningful keepsakes. Today, she blends her corporate expertise in systems and service with her creative side, building a business centered around connection, celebration, and effortless luxury for every guest who sits in her chair. Nicole, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Effortless luxury. Say more about that.
It kind of sounds like an oxymoron. It's funny because I had a friend tell me years ago, and it's proven to be true over and over again. She said, I'm the most low maintenance, high maintenance person she's ever met in her life, which means I like nice things, you know, I like clean lines, but I want to make sure things are simple and easy, right? Because it's like putting makeup on, you know, you want it to look natural. You don't want to step out of the house and look like you've spent, you know, 5 hours doing your face. So, you know, that's that effortless there. So when I think about my permanent jewelry, it's meant to elevate your style, but really maintain the simplicity of it. So it's really effortless where it's on and you don't have to think about it anymore.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I had wanted earlier this year an Oura ring because I had been having a lot of problems with my sleep as I lovingly head into perimenopause. And I just wanted to know more about it. Of course, there's a million sleep apps. My doctor suggested a sleep study, which is really expensive. And I was like, you know what? Let me look into an Oura ring. And I actually wear it now instead of my diamond engagement ring, my diamond infinity band, and my diamond wedding band. It's waterproof. I mean, I can just wear it. I don't have to, to your point, I don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of always wanted something like that because what ended up happening with my diamond rings were I never wore them. Well, now they don't fit too. They're way too big. I need to get them resized. But
that's a good problem.
So I love that I can. First of all, I always have a band on, which is what I now wanted, which is interesting. All these years later, do I wear my diamond rings anymore? And it's just nice to have a band, like you said. And that's what resonates for me when you talk about, you just don't have to think about it. And this is, I love it now because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it can help with fidgeting too. You know, it can serve as like fidget ring too. So if you're thinking, because that's what I do when I start to think, I, you know, play around with my jewelry. And so, yeah. So when I got into the permanent jewelry, I was really intrigued by it. And then I also know as a traveling executive or a busy mom where you want to have those elements a part of your wardrobe, but you may not always have the time for it. Sometimes I let my nails grow out and they get really long. And it's like, there's a necklace I want to wear, but I can't put the clasp on because my nails. So it really eliminates a lot of those things or even thinking about what type of jewelry you're going to wear. So it saves time too.
That's what caught my ear when I met you just a few, let's see.
When, has it even been a month?
Oh, I think it was the first week of October. So yeah, it's been a little bit over. It's been maybe 2 months now. We're 2 month old friends. So meeting together, we joined a photo shoot through FemForce, which if y'all don't know, it's a nationwide program, I think. They have like pop-up photo shoots and they're affordable and it's nice if you need just a few photos, refresh and take it anyway. We were at this really cool place downtown Chicago, the Chicago Cultural Center. And when I first met you, we were like, oh, we vibe. And second,
immediately, within seconds,
I was like, oh, you're my peeps. Okay, hi. And it was amazing. And of course, you live the furthest suburb from me ever. But, you know, and we're both corporate veterans, and we're like, oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about. When you said permanent jewelry, I was like, what in the world does that mean? I had never heard of the concept. How well is this newer? Is it because like that's why I wanted to talk with you way more about it, and we can get all the logistics of like what makes it permanent. But yeah, is this a newer? I don't know if it's trend or, but what caught my eye, it's so beautiful. And you use the word feminine, dainty. It's this really lovely high-end jewelry that you don't have to think about.
So permanent jewelry has been around for a little bit, years. It is really trendy right now, and there's a lot of people dabbling into the permanent jewelry market, which is really exciting because it's bringing a lot of competition to the space. But I think it's also doing a lot of brand awareness of what's permanent jewelry, how long has it been out there. A lot of people are intrigued about it, but it's also allowing what we consider ourselves to be jewelry artists to really get kind of creative, to really set yourself apart, from the other permanent jewelry artists out there. But when I look at it, and I think because I have such a strong corporate background, I think of all of the opportunity that is there to build a business like this, especially a woman-owned business, to really grow it in a bunch of different areas. So I'm looking at this as a long-term solution for me because there's a lot of opportunity there and not just a trendy pop-up experience that everyone's kind of dipping their toe in right now. I see long-term value there for sure.
And I kind of chuckle because as I said the words dainty and feminine, remember the, and I still have these on my jewelry stand upstairs, the big clunky statement jewelry. Do you remember
Yes, absolutely.
So are, have we, so is that dead? Is that gone?
I think that there's a time and place for it, right? I remember having almost like a sleeve of bangles, and when I
Yeah.
talk, I use my hands a lot, and I would talk, and you would just hear all the click clanging, like with the bracelets. So I think that there's a time and place for it, but I also think of like the permanent jewelry is it's more of like your everyday type of jewelry wear, and if you want to spice it up, then you can add in some of the more costume
I
like jewelry.
mean, I think I'm a classic millennial, older millennial that loves a good clunky necklace once in a while. I'm like, okay,
Right.
well,
Yeah. Oh,
let me.
you remember the chokers we used to wear?
Oh my, that's going back in the archives. I don't.
Yes.
I'm like, I pause because I'm like, wait, do I own a chokers? I don't.
Yeah. I think I have one.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I think I
So
have
I
one.
mean, and here, listen, and that's like the word trend. Listen. Make your own trend. Do what you want to do. Who cares, right? But there are some things that get more popular, as you said, and there seems to be having a moment right now with permanent jewelry. So it's something so unique, so cool. Walk us through a little bit. Literally, is it permanent? Literally. And how does that all work?
Yeah, so I say the term permanent is a bit misleading, right? Like it's more semi-permanent because you can take it off at any time. And what's really interesting, because I was hearing permanent jewelry myself before I got into the business, and I remember the first time I heard it, I thought that they were like literally attaching jewelry to your skin, like almost like a tattoo type of jewelry experience. And so the term permanent is really misleading. It's semi-permanent. And what makes it different from regular jewelry? So just think of a necklace, right? And so when you want to put it on, you have a clasp, you separate it, you put it around your neck, and you close the clasp, and you can take it on and off as you choose. The difference with permanent jewelry, that clasp that is adjustable for you to take it on and off, we weld it shut. So it's just on there and you can't take it off. There's not a clasp. And so if you want to take it off, you would just have to get pliers and it cuts off really easily. But what's nice also is I personally use, 18 karat gold fill chains and a higher end sterling silver. You can keep your jewelry even once you remove it, from your body and have it rewelded in the future. So you can actually interchange styles too. I have a holiday collection, very festive with red and green. And it's like, yeah, you can put it on for the holiday season and, come and get different jewelry for the spring season. So there's a lot of versatility and I think we can have a lot of fun with this, but still enjoy the elements of permanent jewelry, where, like you said, it's dainty. You can wear it for a long time. It's comfortable. And so that's pretty much what permanent jewelry is.
So what if I were to, I don't want to say break it off. What if I were to use my pliers? It's at the wrong place.
Yeah, I mean, there's some flexibility there. We can either put it back together depending on what type of chain it is. It's rare, but sometimes they do break off, and you can just get it re-weld if you're hard on it or you get caught on something. But we really try to install them where there's not a lot of give, where you can get, stuck on a doorknob or anything like that. So it's rare, but if it does happen, we can rebuild it, or you can just invest in a new
And a
joint
new
piece.
one. Yeah. I was thinking like I would be the one to take it off and I would undo it at the at a really at a place where you'd see it or something.
After I install, I show them where it is, like this is where the clamp
Ah.
is. And so if at any time you need to remove it, this is where you should cut. So it
There we
reduces
go.
the
Okay.
anxiety and the guessing out of it too.
Yeah, I would need that information likely. So, are you a welder?
It's funny because people who know me very well, they're like, wait, you're actually welding the jewelry on people? I am, and I absolutely love it. I love it for a bunch of different reasons. It's a micro welder. I mean, it takes seconds. It's not like, I mean, you do need protective eyewear, but it's not like, the full face mask where you're pulling it down and welding. It's not an experience like that. But I really like it for a lot of reasons. One, it's something I never considered myself doing ever. So it was really nice to step outside the box and, and challenge myself to do something. And then I'm just a naturally inquisitive person, right? So once I have a question, I tend to go down a rabbit hole. And so as I'm looking into this, I'm like, oh, what's a welder? How do you do this? And so I absolutely fell in love with it. And I think, you talked a little bit about my corporate background, and sometimes when you're in a corporate world or any type of world and you're doing any type of transformation, whether it's in operations or any type of work that you do, it takes a while to see the benefit. With the welding that I do, it's nice because I get the instant gratification. I start something and I'm able to complete it, and I can look back and see the shiny new piece of jewelry on someone. So it's great.
I mean, that's amazing. And more, I feel like in this interesting time and place, as women are voluntarily or involuntarily ousted from the workplace this year, reaching almost 1 million by the end of the year, I feel like we're going to be introducing a lot more of trade work into the world. And I love that this is like an interesting way to learn about that and to kind of get back into that. I was kind of joking that I was like, maybe I'll become a plumber. And I'm like, maybe I will. I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Not like
And
literally, why not?
why not? And why was it plumber and not any other like that came in? Like, I don't know. Clearly, I want to work on toilets for some reason. So it's kind of cool because it takes, to your point, and we talked a lot about this as we have spent time together recently. It's like, we can literally do anything. And it's so different from what we both knew not that long ago, which was you climb the ladder, you do all these things, and the world opens up so much when it's like, whoa, what would you have said to yourself 10 years ago? You're going to learn how to weld.
I would have laughed. Like there's absolutely no way. Like literally, absolutely no way. But like you said, as you mature and you have certain experiences, I think you start to look at, yourself and, wonder what you're capable of and how you can challenge yourself in different areas. But also, I also find that it's important to step out of your comfort zone. It's so easy just to get stuck and stick with what you know. And I think we all have maybe dreams or desires, but are afraid to act on them. And, you and I talked about this, like when my work situation changed, I really took that as an opportunity of, okay, at this point in my career, what do I want to do? I've always had a plan when it came to my career. Luckily, I was one of the fortunate ones. When my company closed, I had plenty of notice, which It was kind of an advantage and disadvantage because I thought by the time of my ending date that I would have a solution of what my next step was going to be. Like, I've always had a plan. I did not have a plan. There was not a plan coming to me at all. And it was kind of scary. I'm like, oh, I'm type A personality. I need to know what I'm going to do next. But nothing felt natural. I just didn't feel passionate about anything. And I was in Florida on vacation and I came across a permanent jury stand. And the lady was super nice. I love the experience because, like you, I was intrigued by it. And so I purchased way too much permanent jewelry during that experience. But then when I came home, the experience never left me. It never left me. And so, me being inquisitive, I started to Google, I started to research, and it's like, this is a really good business opportunity. So I reached out to the lady that provided my permanent jewelry in Florida, and she became, my coach. And so it was like a meeting by chance, but I don't think it was by chance, right? I think it was necessary. And then it put me on this path of, this is what I want to do, and I'm really passionate about it. And I guess to go back to your original question, like, you look back 10 years, I've never considered myself to be an entrepreneur. That was a path I was never interested in. You hear people say, oh, you go in business for yourself, you don't have to report to anyone. It's actually really hard going into business for yourself. There's a lot of uncertainty. I'm a one-woman ship. I'm doing everything literally by myself, but I'm also loving it. But 10 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be building a brand because I felt like that was never in my DNA at all. So I feel like we talk ourselves out of things, or we limit our thoughts. Well, oh, that's not for me, and not even ever considering, well, if it is, what would that look like? Or what's some things you would be interested to kind of go down that path? And I challenged myself over the last 6 months, asking those questions and the answers, then absolutely wonderful that I'm coming up with.
The world never fostered, or I'll speak for myself, the world I grew up in, entrepreneurship, it just genuinely wasn't even an option. Or to, when you're a little kid, sometimes people are like, follow your dreams, you can do anything, you can be anything. And somewhere along the way, that gets completely squashed by, I don't know, peers, adults, parents, teachers, bosses. Maybe it's disenchanted adults. With all due respect, with all due respect, and I was one of those disenchanted adults that are like, no, here's the reality. You have bills to pay and you've got to get a job. Well, what if more than one thing can be true? Because I tell you what, and you and I've talked about this, your job situation changing, the way that mine changed, and the Florida trip, everything that has unfolded for us has never been by chance, has never been by coincidence. It's been nudging us more toward what our soul was meant to feel here. And whether or not you make permanent jewelry the rest of your life, you're likely going to be a business developer, business owner the rest of your life, creating and developing new ideas all the time and doing new things. So I think people can also get stuck. And I love you to you disenchanted adults. You get stuck in thinking like, oh, well, if I go out on my own and it doesn't work out, then that's it, which is actually not the case. Actually, I find the most beautiful part about being a business owner, I can always iterate or create or do something different or new. And I think that's the hidden gem that no one talks about enough. Is it hard as hell? Yeah. Okay. Yes. And isn't it cool? Is it and
It's frightening.
scary? Like, genuinely, I don't know where my paycheck is coming from. Like, I don't know where my income is coming from this month. I just don't know. No idea. But I know it's coming. I just don't
You
know
know it's
how and
coming,
when.
right? And you're capable of it, right? And so, I also think about that too, like with the job market, the way it is. I mean, there are a lot of people really needing jobs right now. And I just feel very fortunate that I was able to kind of create a path for myself to go out and grab some income. And when you start to see the beauty in that where, like you said, like you don't know where your income's coming from this month, but you know that you have to put 100% of what you do into it. And if you do that, you will have income coming in this month. So I think that there's beauty there. It's scary, but our dreams don't work unless we do. You know, and you have to apply yourself 100% of the time when you're a business owner.
Well, and I don't feel 100% every day, all day. Like I will take a beat if I need, if I'm like, okay,
Absolutely.
I am forcing myself to do something right now, and this is not the vibe. This is not the energy of which abundance is created. And so you bring up such an important point, which is like having trust and faith in yourself and saying, what do I have capacity for? And you're absolutely right. I talk about this a lot as an energy coach. We're a soul having a human experience. And when we start to move toward our soul and our soul's mission, there's still a physical will, the human part. You've still got to human it. We're not just a soul. So I could sit here and dream so big. And if I don't do anything physical to match that dream, it
Money.
will not happen. So it's got to be both. It's like a both and there are a lot of amazing, incredible soul, heart, witchy entrepreneurs out there that only live in the cosmos. And they do live in a world where it's hard for them to get anything done because that other element is a little bit more challenging. So there's always that balance when I feel myself too in the clouds. And not in a bad way, like literally in the cosmos, I will be like, okay, let me touch some grass. Let me remind myself that I'm a human. And then when I get so into the human, I'll go up and visit the cosmos and be like, all right, let's get a little bit of levity here. And just it gets to be both.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a level of discipline that comes in to play too. But I'm the same way. I mean, some days are hard, but I try to once again apply what I would normally apply my 8 to 5 to my business, where these are the things I have to accomplish today, right? And I'm not going to walk away from my computer until I accomplish these 5 things. So I look at it like that. But also when I'm in the clouds and in the cosmos, which we need that, I love to journal. And so I'll grab my phone and I'm jotting down those ideas so they're not just lost. And then I feel like for me personally, that helps bring me back to earth because, like, oh, I have all these ideas. And then my business mind kicks in and it's like, okay, how do we structure this? How do we organize this? So I've been able to balance that, or I'm trying to balance. I don't have it all figured out with using those tools.
Yeah, and like you, I am so grateful that I am now 3 years almost into business in this time and space where it's a fact that there are actually more people looking for a job than there are jobs. So logistically, God, what do we do with that? So I'm with you. I'm so grateful that I chose me 3 years ago and that I have something that I have developed from scratch and it's up and running at this point. So that's incredible. And I think one of the things, Nicole, I'm already from this conversation, I'm getting pings from the collective asking you and me, okay, ladies, okay, would you have ever done these had your job situation, your 9 to 5s not changed?
To be completely honest, me personally, no, I wouldn't have. I think I would have always had the idea there. A part of my challenge is I'm an overachiever at heart, right? And so when I'm in a traditional work environment, I give 100, 120%. And so I didn't have much left over for myself. So I don't think I would have ever tried this if my work situation didn't change. However, on the flip side of that, which is actually really interesting, you know, eventually I may step into another role. I think I'll always have this on the side now, which is like you said, like once you become this business owner, it never leaves you. But I wouldn't have started it if I was still working my traditional 9 to 5.
For me, I kept getting shown workplace abuse until I got the memo to go out and create my own things. And I had reached an age, maturity, whatever you want to call it, I had reached a point in my life where I could have kept going and I was dying and I knew that. And so I think I would have because I was in so much physical, mental, emotional pain. And I wanted life to be better. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to live. So I think I absolutely would have. And what the universe awesomely mirrored back to me was continually not giving me different opportunities because I was trying. I was trying to get out of that specific role,
It just wasn't working.
and it was
That wasn't your
and
path.
it was not. So I'm feeling this weight of the collective asking us, would you do this? Okay. But also, and hearing you say that you wouldn't have, me saying I would have, regardless, by any degree, especially in this climate, in this time and space, if you can reclaim on any degree your autonomy, your agency, your free will, your magic, your power, aren't you worth it to not let somebody else be in charge of your fate?
Yeah. And it's so freeing. And I think that that's what I learned is, my last two jobs both ended in layoffs. And so you get to the point, like you said, where it's like, I want to be in control of my destiny. I want to control what's going to happen to me in the future instead of showing up and working really hard, but ending up in situations where you don't know where your income's going to come in, right? And it's different when you work for yourself because you're capable. You can do something next week. You can come up with a bright idea, do something next week, and there's income there. And so it is so freeing and powerful when you feel like you're in complete control of your destiny here.
Control, yet no control.
Yeah, but no control, right?
It's
Exactly.
that old adage, it's whoever you subscribe to, God, source, universe, creator, whatever, whomever, but tell God your plan, or if you want to make him laugh, tell him your plans. It's that vibe all day, every day, but it's again, it's just knowing. Like there's this energy that I have inside me. Mine is from my solar plexus, which is my truth center. It's this knowing so deep in me that I am on the path for me. And all my job is to do is to trust, well, and to do some things, of course. But like my job is to trust that and to know that I'm always going to be placed with other energies that are going to be a match for me, that are going to be able to see me through or to propel me to the next. And I'll give everyone an example if you're not sure what we're talking about as to create. When I started my business, I was offering marketing consulting. I don't even do that anymore. And now I offer many coaching, healing services, and I opened up a magic school and this podcast. Those are all things that came way later. So that's the trust in knowing that you are on the right path and then just being able to allow yourself to create and iterate as you go. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it also goes back to everything happens for a reason, right? So when you start your marketing consultant, other doors open. You see other opportunities. It's like, oh, I'm doing this consulting, but there's other opportunities here. Or this is what I learned from this experience that I'm going to bring it into my new venture. So I've always felt like that. Like all of our experiences were meant to lead us in the direction. It may seem odd at the time, but also necessary. So I'm sure that there's some things that you learned, good or bad, during your marketing consulting that you're utilizing today within your other ventures.
Oh, I mean, yeah, let's talk about something fun that I learned and an opportunity that came up from that. My very first client as a marketing consultant was for beautiful Camp Chateau, which is a women's summer camp in the south of France in a castle. And I worked on their marketing early days and I got to go there. That was an opportunity I never dreamt of. And that's an opportunity that opened up because I did marketing consulting. The fun thing that I kind of chuckle at, and I'm like, oh, Amy, you're so cute. Like out of the gate, when I would propose clients, oh gosh, I was fully expecting to make my corporate salary. And so those are the price points that I was pitching to these new clients. And they're like, yeah,
You don't have
No.
that name backing you anymore. So, yes.
Well, but also I was going to these smaller entities that they don't have that budget.
Yeah.
It was so cute. She's precious. Oh, she's pre newer entrepreneur Amy. So,
Worth. I mean, you
of
have to
course.
give it to yourself where you're like, I am worth this and I'm going to try to get
But baby entrepreneur Amy is so precious. She's just precious.
it.
So yeah, you're right. And let's talk about that for a second. A lot of people hate the saying, everything happens for a reason. To unpack that a little bit, I love it. I've always said that. And there's an and for me. Everything happens for a reason, and you still have free will as a human. You can tell that reason to go pound sand and do your free will as a human, and that everything happens for a reason is going to come right back around and get louder or more uncomfortable the more that you tell it to pound sand. So everyone's like, okay, so everything is already laid out in front of us in life. I'm like, not necessarily the how, the what, the when, but the blueprint, the reason your soul came here in this exact time and space. There is an expansion of some sort that your soul is trying to reach. And again, as a human, you can either ignore all that and do your own thing and not do your soul's mission. And that's another conversation, but you still have free will, but everything is going to happen exactly as it's meant to.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think like sometimes fight it or we resist it, and like you said, then it just comes and it's knocking you harder and harder and harder. And I try to reflect, especially in my former work environments, I would reflect at the end of the day, you know, how was my day? What could I do differently? And I really try. It's hard at times, like when things happen, whether good or bad, it's well, what's the lesson here? What's the learning here? Or what am I missing? You know, like am I forcing something that is just no longer meant for me? So I agree, you have free will, but I think if you pay attention and you try to listen to those little cues, that the intuition that is really kind of guiding you, you know, on your path. Like when something feels right, you know, you're excited, like that this is great, this feels really right for me. Typically is. And on the flip side, when something feels wrong, or if you have a bad feeling about something, you're typically right. So it's like really allowing that to really guide you, I think is really helpful.
That's the piece for sure. And what's hard as humans is we want to attach the labels good and bad to everything that happens. And what if you're able to detach from the good and bad a little bit and say, like, okay, cool, this didn't feel great. Is there something here that was trying to get my attention?
I love that.
Because when tragedy strikes, we never want to think that that happens for a reason, but it actually does. And it's asking you to assess something. So.
I love that. I love the reframing of that because I tend to want to label everything. It's either this or that. And yeah, what happens if you stop trying to bucket everything and just feel what you feel and ask those questions? I absolutely love that.
So, Nicole, what moves are you excited to be making right now, whether it be in your business or otherwise?
Yeah, I'm excited to build. Like I said, there's a lot of opportunity and I'm dreaming really, really big. I'm really excited to see the progression month over month, right? Where each month continues to get better and it's continuing to reaffirm that I'm on the right path, right? I know it's not always going to be like that. There's going to be some times where it's not going to be very easy. And so that's what I'm really excited about is the momentum that I'm building right now is what I need personally to kind of keep me pushing on this journey. I've been very fortunate. I came out of the gate and kind of really hit the ground running, which was good because I didn't have time to second guess myself because I am a second guesser. I will second guess myself. So that is working in my favor. So I'm really excited about the momentum and the trajectory of my business right now. That's where I'm making the moves.
And as we start to wind down, what would you actually share, especially based on what you said and trusting your intuition and allowing for your intuition? What would you share with the people out there that already know that they are not meant to be in whatever they're in right now? And whether it be circumstance or, all of us have something to be responsible for. But even though their entire intuition knows 10 toes down, they're not meant to be where they're at. And every single physical lived experience around them is saying, you can't possibly do that. What would you say?
Yeah, I kind of go back to what you touched on, like when you're little, it's like you can do and you can be whatever you want, and over time that erodes. And I have to check myself with this too. A lot of it is the self-doubt that we place in ourselves and the limitations that we place on ourselves. And it's that negative self-talk that always happens. I say make a plan. Because it's scary when it's in your head. What is this? No, I can't do it. People around you are telling you you can't do it. Make a plan and make it happen. And something that I'm practicing that's fairly new for me, which it was, I felt like it was always the opposite before, where it's like you communicate your goals because you have accountability partners and your friends. But I'm finding for me personally that it helps if I keep those a little more closer to the chest, because I not impacted by the opinions and unsolicited advice of others. So that would also be my recommendation, is keep things to yourself, because in addition to your limiting thoughts, other people can also put self-doubt into you as well.
Yep. So please, Nicole, you can always tell me those. I'll hype you. But yeah, you're absolutely right. When other people couldn't possibly fathom that for themselves, they're going to share that. And I actually posted about this recently on LinkedIn. Try not to be the person in someone's life that poo-poos something. Are they genuinely asking for your input, or are they excited about something, sharing it with you, and you're like, oh, why would you do that? Oh gosh, don't try not to be that person.
Yeah,
Be
and
like,
I've been that person, and
oh.
because I'm like I said, type A.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask questions, and it is checking yourself too. Making sure you're encouraging for everyone around you. Because if someone's telling you something they're excited for, they're probably unsure about it as well. And it's not up to us to confirm that this may or may not work for them.
It's not ours. It's not ours. So, Nicole, where can we find you and support your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at loopstrand.com. That's my website. And then on Instagram, it is loopstrand jewelry. And of course, I am on LinkedIn as well, loopstrand on LinkedIn.
Amazing. Closing remarks as we wrap up.
This has been great. Like I told you when we first met, your energy is amazing. We felt that initially. But when we also had lunch, I told you this via text, a couple weeks ago, just came back really fired up. I booked, what was it, four or five events, after experiencing your energy. So I love what you're doing here. And I think that what you're doing also just gives confirmation to other women that it's okay to act on what you're feeling. So it's been a pleasure, because I'm going down that journey and I'm loving it right now.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you.